Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mitchell Harper is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mitchell is a new friend. He hails from down under, from Sydney, Australia, but he's in the United States right now talking to us about e-commerce. He's the co-founder and co-CEO of a company called Big Commerce, and he's here to talk to us about this very important topic. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. You were just at the IRL, right? I mean, the IRC.
IRC, yeah.
IRC, yes. Chicago. Tell the audience what goes on at the IRC in Chicago.
Sure. So IRC is a conference that's held every year, and it brings together about 300 different vendors in the e-commerce space for everyone from small businesses all the way up to enterprise companies looking to either sell online or improve their current online store.
Someone once said to me, Mitchell, if you want to, one of the quickest ways to become wealthy is to make money while you sleep. And for a small business, there's no better way to do that than to have an e-commerce component on your website and to actually have something that people can buy while you're sleeping.
Definitely, definitely. E-commerce really is one of the easiest ways to make money without doing anything overnight. And whether you sell online locally or worldwide, the orders just keep coming in.
Well, and the orders can come in. I mean, let's make sure I want to make sure that we don't delude people, Mitchell, because some people believe they can start a website, you know, and have an e-commerce component and then wait for the money to come rolling in. There's a lot more work to it than that. You got to do some stuff on the other end first, right?
You do, yeah. It's not just putting in a few minutes and then the orders start coming in. There is a lot of work to be put in, but when you put in the effort, you do get the outcome.
That's the beautiful part of it, is once you get people migrating to what you have and where you are, and you make it easy for them to buy from you, and you continue to provide a compelling value proposition that what you sell is something that people want, once that happens, then, you know, you don't have a line, right? It's not like a line out the door and you've only got so many people who can wait. It's not like being at McDonald's and you've got a long line waiting on hamburgers. The e-commerce capability, you don't have that kind of thing going on, do you?
Exactly right. No, more than one person can buy from you and browse your online store at one time. You can have hundreds of people buying from you at once.
One of my top online experts, Anita Rosen, years ago, 10 years ago, started explain to my audience about the whole concept of e-business. And she said e-business is the big umbrella. And under that umbrella is e-shopping, e-commerce, which is what we're talking about right now, where people can buy, and then also e-customer service. And it really helped me to understand, and I think it helps my audience to understand, that you got multiple components inside of e-business. And Mitchell, in those days, I'm talking about, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, it wasn't a piece of cake for a small business owner to add an e-commerce site. I can remember saying to small business owners, you know, once you have the critical mass, you know, then make the investment to go to the trouble to put an e-commerce site or a component on your site. Today, that's not true, is it?
Definitely. I agree with you, Jim. 7 years ago, it was just really, really hard to get something professional up on your website if you wanted to sell. And like you said, today it's a lot easier. There are point-and-click tools out there. You don't need to know HTML or programming. It's all very, very easy.
Well, of course, with e-commerce, you have the customer interface experience. You've got to have the shopping cart. You've got to have the catalog. You got to have all that, as I say, the HTML customer interface. But then there's also the banking part of this thing too, right? The credit approval and the banking deposit and remittance side. I mean, that's a whole other side of it that people don't think about, isn't it?
That is true, yeah. But what a lot of people do is they get set up just using something simple like PayPal, which is a simple online payment system. And then when they start getting some customers in the door, then they can think about the merchant account and taking that to the next level.
PayPal is going to wind up being one of the killer apps, isn't it? I mean, it actually has already become a killer app, hasn't it?
Definitely it has, just because it's so easy to use and get started.
I have a PayPal account. We use it ourselves here.
Yeah.
And I buy things all the time myself online. And it's a great way to do it, especially the good thing about PayPal is you can set up one of those credit card accounts and you can buy things, and the people who you're buying it from never have any of your credit information. You know, because the number changes every time.
Exactly, yeah. You don't have to share your credit card data with the websites you're buying
yep.
from using PayPal.
That's a very smart thing. Okay, so talk to us a little bit about the e-commerce component. What do we got to do? If somebody says, okay, Mitchell, I'm ready to go, what do I do?
Okay, so firstly, I'd really look at what you're trying to sell online. There are different offerings depending on what you're selling. If you're selling something like a T-shirt or computers online, then you'd go for something like BigCommerce, which is an all-in-one system. So that means you get the product pages, the shopping cart, the checkout experience, and you can manage your orders all from the one system. And for small businesses, that's what I normally recommend, going for a simple all-in-one system that does everything you need.
So let me make sure I get this straight. And BigCommerce is your company?
It is, yeah.
And give us the website.
BigCommerce.com.
All right. So if I'm a small business, I have no e-commerce capability at all, you're going to give me a turnkey?
Exactly. So what we do with a lot of our small business customers, they have absolutely no technical experience, Jim. And within 2 or 3 days, they've got a website up that looks and functions similar to Amazon.com.
Ah. And that includes the ability to get the money into our bank account?
Sure does.
The merchant account interface, all that sort of thing.
It does. We also offer a merchant account that plugs right into your store in about 2 clicks.
I see. And who's behind the merchant account?
We've partnered with a company on that. So it's a co-branded offering between us and another company.
Okay, like a bank?
Yeah.
So because that's what you got to have, right? I mean, that was one of the big things, you know, for years, Mitchell. One of the big complaints I had from small businesses is they couldn't get a bank to give them a merchant account.
Yeah, typically in the past, it's been tricky to get a merchant account. You've had to have really good business credit. It can take 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
With a lot of small businesses moving online now, the banks have really started to wise up.
And it wasn't even all that feasible for a lot of companies if they're only going to do a few hundred dollars a year, I mean a month in sales online. But now, folks, that's not the case. We're going to talk about this a little bit more with Mitchell Harper. He's a co-CEO of BigCommerce. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And you ain't had it. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there. We have an e-commerce component there. If you click on my books, it'll take you over to our book website, our publishing website. You can buy my books right there on the homepage. I never talk about that. I don't know why. Everybody else sells their books on my show. Why don't I sell my books on my show? Well, it's just because, you know, it's just not all about me, folks. It's about you. And so I don't, you know, I got books. If you want to get them, we have them there. And you can buy them. I tell you what, do me a favor. Go there and buy a book tonight while I'm sleeping. That'll help make me wealthy. Mitchell Harper is our guest, and he's the co-CEO of BigCommerce, and that's BigCommerce.com. We're talking about e-commerce on your website. Mitch, I've got an e-commerce component. I've got books to sell. I never talk about my books. I'm always selling other people's books. I never talk about my own books. What's wrong with that picture, Mitch?
Yeah, you should talk about your books more.
I should be hawking my books like crazy, shouldn't I? But folks, do me a favor. You know, just I'm gonna go to bed tonight. I promise. While I'm sleeping, buy a book and it'll make me wealthy. that is a misconception people have, isn't it, Mitch? We talked about it just a little bit the other day. I mean, in the last segment about people. Some people still think that if they have a website, they just you know, I can remember, Mitch, when people thought. that if they had a website, I mean, before people even had e-commerce capability, they just opened a website and they thought, well, okay, where's my money? When's the money going to come rolling in? It's a myth, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think if you have the build it and they will come mentality, then it's not going to work. You do have to put in some hard work to get people to your website once it's up.
Yeah. Well, and give us some examples of what we got to do.
Sure. Well, Google AdWords is one really good example.
Yeah.
When you're on
those
Google.
I know those are still strong drawing tools, but have they gotten so expensive that it can be prohibitive?
It can be tough, yeah. For small businesses, you're looking to pay about $2 or $3 per click when someone clicks on an ad.
Per click? That's not per sale.
Not per sale, no. Per sale can be around $20 or $30, so you have to be careful there. You know, one really good tool we use is Facebook, and if you go to facebook.com/bigcommerce, you can see how we're attracting customers using Facebook's 400 million users.
Wow.
And that's all free, Jim, for any small business.
So facebook.com/bigcommerce.
Exactly.
And you kind of get an idea about how they're doing it, folks. And tell us about that.
Sure. Well, we used Facebook really to attract new customers and to talk to existing customers. We have a Facebook fan page set up, which is, again, all free. Facebook give you the tools. And it's a really good way just to communicate one-on-one with your customers and prospects. You can share discount codes and coupons.
Ah.
You can post news about your business. You can share photos of your office or your team. And it's just... Exactly. And it's all free.
Yeah. And this is something that's going on right now, Mitch, is small business owners are... Social media doesn't sound like ROI potential, does it?
That's the thing. Yeah, it's typically tougher to track the return on investment from Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, but you do need to be on there as a small business in some sense.
Yeah, exactly. What I tell small business owners, you got to at least join the party. You got to come and play and learn how this world works. Learn what the values are, what the ethics are, what the behavior is, how people are, and you can't just deny it because it's real, isn't it?
It's very real. And, you know, I heard a statistic the other day that in Europe, more people are using Facebook to buy online than they are Google.
Wow.
Where their purchase originates from. Social media sites are really giving Google and the other search engines a run for their money.
So you're this is something that's very interesting, and what you just said proves the point that I've been trying to make for a long time, and that is the desire for human beings to want the community. Google will help you find stuff, but it won't aggregate you. It won't put you. It won't connect you to communities. But Facebook,
exactly.
that's the thing Facebook has done, hasn't it?
Exactly. So. Let's say that I'm looking to buy a T-shirt, and Jim, you recommend a certain T-shirt to me.
Yep, yep.
I'm much more likely to buy that as opposed to one I find on Google without a recommendation.
Or if I see it in an ad.
Exactly.
If I see a marketing offering.
Exactly right.
That's the direction that things are going in. There's no question about it. So, all right, I got 1 minute. Mitch, you've done a great job of giving us some good information. I'm going to leave the last 45 seconds for you to give us your best BigCommerce commercial.
Sure. Well, let me just explain what BigCommerce is for all of your small business listeners. It's an all-in-one platform for setting up your own online store and website. So it includes the hosting, the shopping cart, the checkout, the ability to add orders. You can tie your online store back into Facebook.
The merchant account. Don't forget that. That's a biggie.
The merchant account. That's a big one. You can sell on eBay from your online store. So it's everything you need to sell online. And we've got the best support in the industry. If you don't know technology, they'll get you up and running, and you'll be like, wow, why did I wait so long just to start selling online when it's this easy?
Mitch, will you come back another day?
Jim, I'd be happy to.
We've enjoyed having you here. You did a good job.
Thank you.
I know you're back in the country every three to four months or so. Give us a call next time you come. Get you back on.
Sounds good.
Mitchell Harper, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of BigCommerce, BigCommerce.com. Check it out, folks. Sounds like he's got a pretty good thing going on there. I 29 after, I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.